Welcome all from to the call from BBS. Welcome to Wednesday Night Call.
It's Phyllis from Squim, Washington.
Hi, Phyllis.
Welcome,
Phyllis.
Okay,
yeah, Lauren, sometime you and me have to talk and I have to ask you some questions.
Okay.
So, yes, hi everybody on BBS. This is the Wednesday Night Call with our sources, with Winfrey and Terry. We'll be asking questions from Ron. And if you have any questions, you can send them to us, and they might get asked. And the address is questions@intelligent-infinity.com. Okay, go ahead, guys.
You know, it's interesting.
Lauren?
I saw this documentary one time that not too long ago about finding, you know, dinosaur tracks with a human running next to him, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've seen those.
Yeah. They're a companion.
Yep.
What size dinosaur?
Not a huge one, but, you know, decent sized, you know?
Anyway, it's an interesting concept. Also, dragons, which were in the dinosaur category.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's all kinds of animals that are smaller yet, and they say they belong to the dinosaur family that are here on Earth right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Komodo dragon is the first one I think of.
Yeah. But, I mean, welcome to Wednesday Night Call. Would you like to say your name and location?
Hi, Wanda. It's Jane in Pennsylvania.
Hi, Jane.
Hi, Jane.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Jane.
Hi.
There's abundance of sea creatures.
Welcome to Wednesday Night Call. Would you like to say your name and location?
Wanda, Don in Northern Ohio. Hi, everybody.
Hi, Don.
Good evening, Don.
Hi, Don.
Hi, everybody.
You got through tonight.
Yay!
Welcome to Wednesday Night Call. Would you like to say your name and location?
But
only.
If you want to. Welcome.
Welcome,
observers.
Wanda got through on the call tonight. That shows you the power of complaining. I was complaining yesterday. Now the phone's fixed.
Well, I couldn't even get in yesterday. Well, I complained.
How about today?
Today I got in, obviously.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Of complaining.
Complaining works on occasion. Well, my heart was shaking.
Our willow stick last night.
Say that again.
Welcome to Wednesday Night Call. Would you like to say your name and location? Welcome to Wednesday Night Call. Would you like to say your name and location?
It's Roger in Austin, Texas.
Hello.
Hi, Roger.
Hi, Roger.
Hi.
Do you guys know if the dinosaurs were located in every continent in that time,
yep,
or were they all?
Yeah, they were.
Welcome to Wednesday Night Call. Would you like to say your name and location?
Hey, Wanda, it's Mary Eileen in Cincinnati.
Hello, Mary Eileen.
Hi, Mary Eileen.
Hello.
Welcome to Wednesday Night Call. Would you like to say your name and location?
Positive greetings from Sedona. It's Raiden.
Hi, Raiden.
Hello.
Hi,
Raiden.
Hi, Raiden.
Hi, Raiden.
So, Lauren, what's the first sea creature that comes to mind as being, a, you know, related to the dinosaurs?
Caiman, crocodiles, I think alligators too. Komodo dragon.
Or that fish, the seal land, or whatever that thing was.
What's that?
That fish, that ancient, they found the coelacanth or something like that. Coelacanth.
Oh, yeah.
What about a
sturgeon? There's a whole list of them that survived.
What about
salamanders
in the polar regions?
I don't know about salamanders.
Well, you said every continent, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're finding dinosaur eggs lots of places everywhere, right?
Mm-hmm.
A fine omelet.
The whole village, yeah. Yeah, we have woolly mammoths here.
Right.
They're trying to bring those back with their DNA from some of the frozen ones.
Yeah.
Trying to combine them with elephant, African elephant DNA.
That would be interesting.
Yeah.
Get ready. Put your running shoes on.
Yeah, we're talking Jurassic Park.
Yeah. And ones that wouldn't be scared of the cold anymore, neither.
Yeah.
Mm. Even if some insects, like ants, mosquitoes, what else?
I think they're dragonflies.
Yeah, I was thinking about that, too.
What about those footprints that they found, fossilized footprints? It looks like humans walking right next to dinosaurs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Lauren said that right before you got on the call.
Okay.
Yeah, we were talking about that, yeah.
Gotcha.
Lauren, what do you think about ancient aliens somewhere?
They showed a rock, almost vertical rock, that has dinosaur tracks going up it.
They sent it to Mars, and it supposedly exploded all over Mars. What do you think of that?
I didn't catch that.
Is there anything where they seeded a planet unintentionally?
Yeah. Did you hear about that?
I never. Till now.
Unintentionally?
Yeah, like a shuttle? It was what did they call it again? It was an exploratory thing, and it was supposed to explore, take samples, and come back here. Instead, the lander smashed and everything on Mars, and supposedly the samples and everything that it had from Earth went all over the planet there. Like, I don't see why they were carrying that in the first place, but... Anyways, it was some type of laboratory
like
that they were doing stuff in space with, and it's landed on Mars, and they're saying that we populated Mars with some kind of enzyme that grows everything.
I think there's more to it than
call.
That.
Would you like to say your name and location?
Thanks, Yetta.
Thanks,
Sarah.
Hello.
Hello, Sarah.
I win.
Oh,
is there anybody else there? We didn't catch your name unless it was Sarah.
Yeah.
Oh, hi, Sarah.
Hi, Sarah.
Welcome to the call.
Well, there's another theory out there that says the atmosphere may have had as high of oxygen content as 40%, which would have made a lot of those big animals possible that could not exist today.
Correct.
Yeah.
Or the plants that they ain't lived on.
Yeah. The plant life is supposedly different also.
Right.
Plants like carbon dioxide.
Yeah.
Well, some of these dinosaurs were so large that the scientists can't figure out how their lung capacity would have kept them alive. With a low, without having a high oxygen ratio in the atmosphere. Yeah.
Right.
I'm on. Aren't I on?
I went.
Yes.
Hello, Wynn.
We hear you.
Well, are you on or not? Everyone's saying hello to me.
Hello, Wynn.
Hello, Wynn.
You're on the wrong line.
Say, Wynn.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Just a second. Just a moment. Wait a second. What? I didn't get it. I checked all my emails.
Check your other email.
Yeah, I did. But I'll check again.
Is Terry just going to yell from a room tonight?
Oh, did I give the wrong number?
Let Terry out of her cage now.
Who's this? 712-770-5600. And 897-6766. No, that's Monday. Host is 5341. Yeah.
We're on Monday's line, Omar.
Terry's on the Monday line. Give him the right code. I screwed up, okay? 897-676.
897-676.
He's into time. 897-676.
Right.
She jumped into your hello here. Okay, we can hear her okay. Just do it.
You can hear her okay. You can't hear her. She's standing next to me.
I can hear her.
Well, somebody else is on the Monday line as well. Okay?
Okay, and then it's...
All right, Morgan.
897-676.
897-676.
Yes.
Pound.
Pound.
Yeah, I had to go through an alternate number to get in.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I don't think they need... You have to use it. We haven't had to use that yet. Okay? But...
I tried both of them last night several times and couldn't get in on any of the numbers.
Yeah, me too.
Would you like to say your name and your city?
But only if you want to.
And would you like to say your name and your city?
Yeah, this is Terry in Sedona.
Welcome, Terry.
Hey, I wonder where everybody was. So did the other person that came into the wrong line.
Would you like to say your name and number?
Say your name and location.
Hi, this is Uma, who's just having a private conversation with Terry from Texas.
Yeah.
Hi, Uma.
Hi, Uma.
Welcome.
Hello, Uma.
What was this number?
You see, Uma, God put you together.
In more ways than one.
Yeah. Now, Lauren, just what's your question? It's probably really technical and really hard, right?
I love those. So they
no,
didn't go ahead.
No.
No, it was
but,
my question.
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't about White Dove's question, was it?
Yeah.
It was the one I sent him last night.
Oh, about interveners on our calls?
Correct.
Oh. I got that, and I don't want to ask...
There's three questions.
Well, I'll tell you a little bit about the answer, a little bit, okay? But I don't want to ask it. But in any case, there's
well,
two questions. They're welcome what? Did someone say thank you?
No, they're welcome to be on the call.
Yeah,
they can learn
that. That's kind of, okay.
Yeah, the email was The email was blocked. Was titled blocked phone numbers.
Ding. Would you like to say your name and location?
Hey guys, it's Bonnie in California.
Hey, hi, Bonnie.
Bonnie.
Hello.
Hello, Bonnie.
Hi.
Hi, Bonnie.
Hey.
Anyway, there were three questions. And it was sent to... You want me to resend it?
A second. Did you know there was a hotel called The Lauren at Tink Beach?
Did you know there's a Tink Beach?
Tink Beach, Tink.
Me either.
That's just a little bit of trivia, okay? All right, you sent it to the wrong email, okay?
Well, the question is
to winfrey@gmail.com.
Winfrey@gmail.com. He also has winfrey@yahoo.com.
It's questions@intelligent-infinity. Questions@intelligent-infinity. Is Acela on the line? She was going to be on the line. All right.
For some reason or other, I sent things to that email address and it didn't go through. So I dropped it. I erased it.
Okay. Let's get started. All right. We're our usual draggy feet selves. Okay.
Muted.
Would you like to say your name and your city? Oh, no, wait. You're muted. Don't.
Unmuted.
Terry from Dallas.
Terry from Dallas. Okay, great.
Thank you.
Hi, Terry.
Muted.
Okay, we turned off the tones and... You start the recording.
The recording has started.
This is January 15th, 2020. And this is the night we ask questions that you have submitted. But believe it or not, we haven't had too many questions tonight. And that's good. That means nobody needs to know anything. Let me see if anything came in last minute. No.
Did you have a question? When did you get my questions?
I got your question, yes.
Okay.
So, Terry, are you ready? Are you unmuted? Where are you? I don't hear you.
Oh, my.
Terry? Hello, Terry. I guess I have to. I don't hear you. Well, you know what?
Okay, I just unmuted myself twice. You can hear me now, right?
I hear you, right.
Okay, yeah, somebody muted me from the console.
Well, you know what?
What?
It probably was me, and I probably gave you the wrong number. I probably gave you the participant's number.
You probably did.
Okay. Okay. Well, you should have had the number. You know?
Well, I should have, but...
Never mind.
Well,
that's all right. Let's get going. We're recording. We're making ourselves... Hi, everybody on BBS. We're making ourselves look like idiots. This is... All in the Family meets Star Trek.
Right.
Meets Conversations with God. All in one. So, is that funny?
Yeah. All in the Family, Star Trek.
We're doing the All in the Family section right now, okay? And now we're going to talk to ETs without bodies.
Well, extraterrestrials. They don't look at themselves as extraterrestrials because terrestrial means something about, like, physical grounding places to live, doesn't it? And they don't have.
Well, it means. I know, that's why they're extraterrestrials, okay? ETs mean they're extraterrestrials. You know what? I always begrudged why the raw material, the first book one called An Ancient Conversations with an Ancient Astronaut. That's what they called raw, right? And, you know, I asked the publisher about that, and they said, well, people like astronauts, right? And they thought it would sell more books. In any case, you know, I said Star Trek. That's why I said ETs, right?
Okay.
But they're really ETs without bodies. Not only not are they
extra. They've never had bodies.
Extraterrestrial, they are extra. I don't have the vocabulary, but you all know what I mean. Here we go. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect everyone here, and any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and be transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. We create a protected space that only the positive has access to. Anything not of that nature must leave now. And do we have our sources present?
Yes, we greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator, and we are having a good laugh over being extraterrestrials because we are so far outside of that definition, and that it's like that is like there's no words for it. Anyway, so if we ever say anything that doesn't make sense to you, disregard it. It is not meant for you at this time. Sometimes, like, somebody will ask a question, and they might say that they're Susan in Detroit or something. And, you know, when we look at Detroit sometimes, and until we zero in on her particular energy soul signature, we can see 20 Suzannes with a similar question. And so anyway, we get to the point. We come directly to you. We don't come to the telephone line. We don't come to the radio. And we're delighted to be with you and make connection with you. We desire to assist wherever it is possible that we might provide assistance. And we do not abrogate free will. It is a free will universe. So one needs to ask and needs to intend for them to have a good solution for us to participate. Thank you. Do you have questions?
Yes, we do. And the first question is from Don Herman. And I'd like to make a couple comments to Don's question before I turn it over to you. And the question is, are people's problems in 3D caused by external influences or by their own misunderstanding and limiting beliefs? Thank you. And what are the best lessons to learn while in 3D? And let me just make a couple comments here. You know, when you ask a question like, are they caused by more external influences or by their own misunderstandings and limiting beliefs? It's like your limiting beliefs are partially caused by external influences. Do you follow? Where do we get our limiting beliefs from, right? And we have been, those of people that study this stuff are saying everything we've been taught throughout history is wrong. Now, maybe not everything, but a huge amount of things, because there were groups that wanted to create belief systems that would more cause you to be more susceptible to their control systems. And why did they want you under their control systems? Because they wanted you to be their slaves. They wanted you to do their bidding for, you know, usually self-serving purposes. And maybe there's some cases where it wasn't, but in general, that was the case. So we have belief systems that have been perpetuated throughout time. And when you say, are people's problems caused by, in 3D, you know, a huge amount of people's problems go beyond belief systems. Although belief systems are a limiting factor, they go into patterns that they have been repeating for many lifetimes, that they've ingrained into themselves. Now, maybe you could call them patterns. I'd have to think about it. Say, is that a belief system? Is that pattern a belief system? I don't know if I would call it a belief system. It's beyond that. But like, belief system makes it sound like it's something in your conscious mind, like I believe in Jesus, or I believe in communism, or, you know, a mental choice. And there's a deeper kind of belief system which relates to patterns. Like, I don't think you could say unworthiness is a belief system, but I think it's more of a pattern of conditioning. And you can say it in your mind, like, I'm changing my beliefs, and say I'm worthy, but it doesn't shift because the pattern is far deeper than the conscious mind. And on that note, I'll turn it over to our sources.
Thank you. There are many kinds of problems. Some of them are caused by a limiting factor of understanding of one party from the other, but there are many types of problems. There could be problems with finances, where it essentially what it encompasses is where one thing, idea or one action is opposing another action that some or belief that another has or desire or demand, like where one has earned X amount of money and then the other person suddenly refuses to pay him. I mean, this can create a very understandable problem where one person doesn't keep their commitment to another person. In general, a problem is like one person is has a demand and the other person has an opposite demand, or one person is setting things up a certain way and the other person doesn't want that set up that way. But it's kept in play by the opposition of the two parties. And if one party would drop his opposition, then the other party wouldn't have a problem anymore. And it would should resolve at that point. But problems are different depending upon the circumstances of what is in opposition. Like, you know, the problem could be like the husband is Muslim and the wife is Christian, and they want each of them to come over to their side. There can be just all kinds of things, but it's generally where one thing is in opposition to another thing. So if the opposition is dropped, then the whole thing will unravel or play out or go away. So there was another part to this question. Perhaps you could repeat the whole thing.
Yeah, let me ask a sub-question to Don's question, okay? We have learned that about this Anunnaki group, who really were ETs, and how they hybrided, you know, genetically engineered humans between their genes and then ape genes, and then they made an attempt at evolving humans. And they were teaching humans everything, and the humans were kind of babies. And how successful were the Anunnaki at bringing in the belief systems, which are still in existence today, that can be limiting?
Okay, let's see. The Anunnaki hybrided the humans. What they wanted was to have a race that could do work in this heavy atmosphere and could do it more easily than they could. And they wanted to get the gold out of South Africa, particularly to begin to bring to their planet to revitalize what they considered they needed in their atmosphere, which was a dusting of gold. So they wanted a race that could survive well in the Earth plane and could be the workhorse for them. So would you again repeat your question from that point?
So the Anunnaki were indoctrinating the humans. Now, there were two sides of the Anunnaki, and I don't think they cooperated in the same areas. The one side was bringing them up, and the other side, I think, you know, there was the Enki side and the Enlil side.
There was a big discrepancy about how much power that these hybrids should be given, because the Enlil side figured, like, if you gave them too much power, they aren't going to be slaves anymore.
Mm-hmm. So, between the conflict between these two different sides was probably geographically connected. In other words, there were certain geographies that were under the Enlil side, and other geographies where the Enki side was predominant.
Well, it wasn't exactly like that. It's like Enlil was a higher ranking, considered his word should be carried out meticulously, but it wasn't very practical in managing the hybrids.
Mm-hmm. So now the hybrids don't include the Chinese or the Asians by and large, correct?
This is an outpost from a different planet.
Right.
And it was, he had tried, there was different star systems that sent explorers and people mm-hmm. that wanted to try life here, but they are related to the hybrids.
Now the hybrids probably include Middle Eastern areas, European areas,
Africa,
African
Africa,
areas,
Africa,
even the black
mainly.
The black people.
Yes,
black
there
people
were
hybrids.
Yes,
Indians, American Indians.
They were another outpost
mm-hmm.
of another star system.
And how about Indians? Indians from India?
A number of those moved there when Lemuria went down. So they
mm-hmm.
were descended from Lemurians who were in another outpost.
Mm-hmm. So, from this question, it sounds like almost all life on our planet was from different ET people that created outposts. Was there any life that evolved indigenously?
There was a disaster on this planet. There was a high civilization on this planet that evolved through millions of years, and it was very advanced, and then it was taken advantage of and practically destroyed. And then there was a long period of time when there was nothing, there was not a lot of civilization, and then it gradually began to be repopulated like with the hybrids and the Anunnaki starting of cities.
Mm-hmm. So, basically, going back to Don's question, our belief systems stem from things that we have been taught, or our culture has been taught, or our ancestors have been taught by these hybrids.
That is some
by
of
the,
it.
Not the hybrids, not the hybrids, by the ETs that genetically engineered them.
There was much of that. It was much taught by all star groups and attempts to repopulate the area. The belief systems, there's several ways belief systems get started. There's the belief system of the culture, which is taught to the children, which tends to carry on. But then, as an individual has experiences, he gets a certain belief system based upon his experiences, and he may make a decision that things are a certain way based upon some experience he has had, and he generalizes it to be in general when it is not in fact in general, but simply one odd occasional experience that he suffered in on his track, but he may have been so traumatic he can't really look at everything in the area rationally and decide that something is some way or other when it only applies to that one situation.
Mm-hmm. So we do have different belief systems based on different star people that were the founders.
Yes, one of them is that the king and the queen are the gods that everybody should look up to and be the model role for the individuals, for the young girls, and for the macho guys or whoever. That is one model.
Thank you. And the next question here was, what are some of the best lessons to learn while in 3D?
Each person has his own lesson that he would like to learn. There is the explorer, the wanderer, who would like to just experience new vistas to see what's out there and encounter them and experience them. There's, as you say, the family person that really enjoys starting a family and raising the family and the kids and teaching and nurturing people. It's a great chance to nurture people. So the different people come here for different reasons. Some people, like, for instance, Terry came here to see how things worked. How come do people get so focused when they come to Earth into a certain small area and then it is usually because they have encountered some problem and they're trying to figure out how to resolve it, and they keep trying to resolve it in a way that didn't work, and so they got to come back, they feel, and to try it out again and try some other thing or see. Or there's people come here for all different reasons. They wish to be the Lord King and of the realm, they did, and it worked out good, but for a while. But then it fell apart, or something happened, and they got to go back and attempt to recreate it and to this time make it go right. People have all different kinds of things that they are wishing to experience and to learn.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Next question is from Valerie. We're finally going to get to your question, okay? Almost 30 years ago, Valerie from Livermore, almost 30 years ago, I had an out-of-the-body experience. At the time, I thought it was just a crazy dream, of course. I found myself standing in total darkness, and I was scared for a second until I took a breath of peace. I saw a young girl kneeling down in front of me, writing on a stone tablet. She turned the tablet so I could read it, and it said, "When will he come?" I was rather surprised, and I said, "You're asking me?" Then a hand came to rest on my right shoulder, and I turned to look to see my dead grandfather, and he spoke, and he said, "Teacher." I was so shocked that I tried to wake up, but my body was paralyzed. I saw all kinds of red lines of energy coming back through my toes, my legs, through my body, and up to my eyelids finally, and then the morning light came through. I opened my eyes and said, what the heck was that about? And to this day, I always wondered, did my grandfather say teach her or teach her? And why was she asking me?
Why was the grandfather asking her?
Oh, let me see here. Then a hand came to rest on my right shoulder, and I turned to look to see my dead grandfather. And he spoke and said, teacher. But then she asked, did he say teach her or teacher?
Just before that, what happened in the dream?
I found myself in total darkness, and I was scared for a second until I took a breath of peace. I saw a young girl kneeling down in front of me, writing on a stone tablet. She turned the tablet so I could read it, and it said, when will he come? I was rather surprised, and I said, you're asking me? And then a hand came to rest on my right shoulder, and I turned to see my dead grandfather, and he spoke and said, teacher.
Yes. You are looking at a young girl, and the young girl has a tablet, and she's writing on it, and she turns, and she asks, when will he come? And that a hand appears on the shoulder, and you look, and it's your dead grandfather, and he says, teach her. We would think that it was related to the young girl, that the young girl is asking, and that this is an opportunity to teach, the young girl, and give us a moment. There's writing involved on the tablet. There is a girl that is seeking answers. There is an ancestor that is giving advice, and there's a tablet on which writing can be done, similar to a class type thing. We feel that it is a situation to instruct people, particularly young people, and it was an instruction for you to teach, which doesn't necessarily mean that because you've received an instruction that it is something that you then robotly need to carry out, that it is a possibility of a path to follow. That is what we get.
Let me ask you, is the Elohim adept at translating dreams?
We are able to some degree translate dreams. we were able to some degree to translate dreams. People have asked dreams sometimes in the past, and we have given our translations of what they may be.
Okay. So the bottom line here is that she's being advised by an elder to be a teacher of young people.
Well, of yes, of young people or of a certain group.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you. Next question is from Jerry. Okay. And I told him to ask this question because he's asking all these questions about dinosaurs. And I said, ask if there's some special connection between you and dinosaurs. Were you a dinosaur in a past life that happened to come into a body? So that's it. Thank you.
So read his question.
Was I a dinosaur in my past life, or do I have some special connections with them?
We see that you have sympathy, a certain sympathy for dinosaurs that no longer have body availability to continue on their path, but we do not. We do not like to evaluate for you because you yourself have your own memory that may be occluded, but it's there. However, we see more than having been a dinosaur, that you have been a part of some civilizations. He's gone. Dormant or not have any future track in a similar vein as was, in that you have a certain empathy for that type of situation.
I see. In other words, he was not necessarily a dinosaur, but he was in a group of people who has a similar dilemma to dinosaurs, where they didn't have bodies.
That is correct. However, dinosaurs have a strong linking to the human race because they took care of their children. They provided for their family. Family was very strong within the group. They respected and cared for the members of their larger family group. And they enjoyed going in herds and being together. So there are similarities in some life style to the humans.
Mm-hmm.
We hope the dinosaurs hear that. We send the energy to the dinosaurs.
Okay. Now, a few people asked questions last minute, but after the call started, and I'm not going to ask those questions. So ask them again. And I don't see any. We're really officially finished right now. BBS call is coming to an end. So I think we'll go over to Whole Planet Healing. 712-432-4340. PIN 250513. Okay. We'll see you there in a moment. Let me unmute everybody.
Number is 712-770-4340.
I made a mistake on the number, right?
The second three.
Right. Okay.
That's not an emergency number.
Okay. 712
770-4340. Yes, 0. 4340
10-250513.
Okay.
Right.
And thank you, Don.
Okay,
thank you, and thanks, Terry.
Unmuted.
Thank you all for being here. And thank you, everybody on BBS. And we'll see you in a moment.